going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Patrick. I know you guys, it's early and you guys are just getting started right now, but are there things you see, things that tell you that maybe the passing game this year is going to be what you maybe hoped it would be last year? And how confident are you that you can get to that point? And Sid, I'll have one quick follow-up as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously everything looks great right now. I mean, getting the guys back healthy as far as Rasheed and having Hollywood fully healthy and Xavier in year two, I think the offense has a chance to be really, really good. It's just about keeping building. I'm excited to kind of have these guys again, just with we've had a lot of turnover in the receiving room, and it seems like the core group will be back in its entirety. So the goal is to try to build on it and get even better and try to get back to some of the explosive passing plays that we've done in years past.
Yeah, you mentioned Rasheed. How's he looking? And what are your expectations for him, given how he was playing at the time of the injury, but now he's coming off the injury?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the expectations are high. I mean, he looks really good. He's running routes. He's catching the football. I don't know when we get back into the actual OTAs, how much he'll be able to do, but he's been able to do everything here as far as running routes and everything like that. And I know it was unfortunate that how he got hurt last year, but it was so early in the season that he's going to get pretty much a complete off season, which I think will be big going into this season.
Next, we'll go to Sam McDowell.
Hey, Patrick, and Sid, I'll have a quick follow-up, but just when you look back at last year, obviously you guys in the offseason had put a big emphasis on the explosive and downfield passing game. When you look back at it now, how do you just diagnose that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like we got to the goal that we wanted to. I think the injuries definitely affected it a little bit, but my goal is to be better and trying to give guys chances down the field. And I mean, if you look at the only real positive, I think, from the Super Bowl, it was the second half of me just kind of getting back to, we got to throw the ball deep. We have to push the envelope. And you saw Xavier making some big plays down the field. And so trying to take the positives away from that and from the rest of the season as well is we got the guys. It's about me trusting them, making the throws downfield and letting them make plays.
And then just how do you map out this time with the guys? I mean, I assume you've got some sort of blueprint that you go by. Does it change year to year? Can you kind of just give us a sense of what that's like?
Yeah, it changes a little bit. I mean, I think we start off with some therapy in the morning, some stuff to get the guys' bodies right, get a nice workout in, and then get to the field. And even though we're not in person, we're still doing virtual meetings. So you know what the coaches are talking about, and it's about taking those routes to the field, explaining it to them the way I see it and the way the coaches see it. And so that when we get back in the building here in a couple weeks, guys have a jump start of what we expect and how we're going to go about our business. And like I said, it helps that this year it's a lot of the same receivers that I've worked with previously. And so not a ton of teaching. A lot of guys know what they need to do. It's just refining their skills.
Let's go next to Vahe.
Hey, Patrick, I wonder if there's any difference in mentality for you coming off a Super Bowl win versus coming off a Super Bowl loss in terms of how you go go through, enter the grind of the off season, if it's a different sort of motivation? And Sid, if I could have a follow-up too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty motivated anyways, but I think when you get some of those tiring sets or tiring reps that you're in the workout, you have something in the back of your mind that you're kind of pushing towards, and you have that bad taste in your mouth from the last time you stepped on the football field, and you kind of have to hear about it all off season. So it gives you the push that you want to go out there and be better and show what we're really about.
And when you referred a moment ago to, you know, needing to be better, I was wondering what you feel like your own points of emphasis are this off season, and what it is you examined last season that you really want to try to enhance.
Yeah, I mean, there was opportunities in games for deep shots that I either didn't take or we missed barely. And I think if we can get back to hitting some of those throws, I mean, we preached about this last offseason. It opens up the rest of the offense. And so that helps the run game. That helps the medium pass game, everything in it. So you want to get back to that. Defenses are starting to creep up a little bit more and forcing us to get back to the deep throws. And so we have to be versatile enough to be able to do both, hit the deep shots and hit the underneath stuff. And that's when we'll be at our best.
Thanks.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick.
Hey, Patrick, and two questions if you have time. Curious if Gardner Minshew is down there with you, how well you know him, and what kind of perspective and different voice do you see him bring maybe to the quarterback room than you've had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, I've obviously just kind of met him through passing. He's been down here working with us, and I feel like we're going to have a really good quarterback room just in general. And I think having Gardner, a guy that loves the game, comes in with the right mentality every single day. It's, and a guy that pushes the envelope, kind of like what we've been talking about. And so I think having someone that's going to push me to take chances down the field, it'll be big to continue to work and build our chemistry on the field, but also push each other on it as well.
At the Combine, Brett Veach said that he and Matt Nagy talk about the fact that maybe you know too much at this point, that maybe you see things that defenses don't even do now because you're that far advanced. But said it, you know, so much of it just comes back to settling your feet and trusting the protection. Does that resonate with you? Is that something that you feel like that you agree with and you see too?
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, I think just this last year especially, I don't, like, sometimes you give guys too much credit, and knowing what the coverage is and how it's supposed to be played, and you know what your reads are. But at the same time, you still have to go through your progression, and that's something that I have to continue to do. So even if it's a too high coverage or whatever it is, there's still chances for me to throw the ball down the field. I have to go through the progressions the right way and trust in the play call and trust in the protection. And that's something that I'll try to get back to this year, and stuff that I have to continue to get better at.
We'll go next to Todd Lebo.
Patrick, a couple of things. First off, looking back at the tape and everything you went through last year on the line, at left tackle, you guys had some struggles here and there. What was that like going through all that? And what do you like about the moves that have happened so far for you guys to kind of shore that up? And I'll have one little quick one after this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guys that were battling, that are trying to find their spot in the NFL to compete and be great. And I thought guys did good jobs. Obviously, the Super Bowl left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, but I thought throughout the season, guys stepped up and made big plays happen and protected when they needed to be to protect. And I think this year, just trying to solidify the group, bringing in a guy like Jalen Moore and a guy that's played some snaps, learned under Trent Williams, someone that we have big expectations for. It's just you get a core group of guys that you want to solidify, and you never can account for injuries and stuff like that, but hopefully a group that will be kind of together throughout the entire year. Because when you look at the great offensive lines, a lot of times it's a unit. It's everybody. It's not just one guy here and there. And so we're excited for it, and there'll be healthy competition in camp. But we'll find the five right guys that we'll go with, and we'll have guys behind them ready to go as well.
And then you talked before about getting a new look with the hair. You finally pulled the trigger and cut the hair. What went into that decision? What's the reaction been from folks for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've wanted to do it for a while, but it was kind of one of those superstitions. I kept winning the Super Bowl, which is a good thing, but I didn't want to cut the hair while I was doing it. And so I told everybody during the season that win or lose, if we win three in a row or if we lose, I'm getting the haircut. Like, that's enough. And I'm very excited. Like, I've looked at some videos from last year, and I can't believe all you guys let me keep that nappy hair for so long. Like, I look way better now with the short hair, so I'll be keeping this going forward.
We'll go next to Mackenzie.
was wondering if you could share what your draft experience was like, as we're just a day away now, and I'll have a quick follow-up too.
Yeah, no, I got to spend it back at home, and we were talking about it actually today. We were throwing with some of the guys, and I was very excited to be able to spend it back at home with the people I grew up with and the people that believed in me, and being able to get drafted by the Chiefs and the team I wanted to draft me and draft me in the 10th overall. It was super exciting, and you're so nervous all day long. I mean, I played a round of golf in the morning. I don't remember one shot from that golf round. You're just trying to keep your mind off of it. But then you live out your dream and you find out where you're going to go. And I'm got to do it with the people that were special to me, and not a moment that I'll have and they'll have for the rest of their lives.
And then just one last thing, how much feedback do you give on maybe some of these draft prospects?
Yeah, I talked to Brett Veach a ton about just the guys that he's looking at and the thought process of the draft. But I let those guys make the decisions. I mean, Coach Reed's done it for a long time. Veach has done it for a long time. They've gotten a lot of great players around me. And if they want me to give my input on guys, I'll watch film and give input. But at the end of the day, they know what's best for the team, and they're going to go out there and pick the guys they think are going to make us or keep us Super Bowl contenders.
We've got two left. Go back to Sam McDowell.
Patrick, you mentioned Hollywood Brown. What was just the disappointment of not having him for the full year after the training camp he had, and what's the excitement to have him back?
Yeah, no, I mean, y'all saw it in training camp, how special of a football player he is, and did everything the right way, was in the building early, was in the building late, was teaching other guys. And for him to get injured and kind of a freak deal there, the first play of the preseason, it stung. But I was happy to have him back at the end of the season and him to kind of get back in within the offense. I think now with hopefully him having the full offseason and training camp and keep staying healthy and continuing to grind through, his role will expand even more. I mean, it's hard to throw guys in at the end of the season and try to give him a huge role. And I think you can see when he gets the football in his hands and he has a huge role in our offense, it makes everybody go. And so excited for him. Also that receiving room just in general, all really good friends and all want each other to have success. And I think he can be one of the better receiver rooms in this league with the guys that we have in it.
Last one. Go ahead, Vahe.
Patrick, I wonder how you balanced after the season, sort of decompressing and recovering versus getting right back on it, and how fast you sort of got back into getting ready for another season.
Yeah, I mean, I got back into it pretty quickly. I mean, when you end in the Super Bowl, you don't have a lot of time to get away. But I just had a baby, so I got to spend time with the baby a little bit more and spend time with my kids. And then kind of just started getting workouts back in, and I have a good way of kind of working out first and throwing on my own first. And by the time the guys get here, I feel like I'm in a good spot. And so got away for a little bit, but we're back at it now. And glad a lot of these guys have came down to Texas. I mean, we've had pretty much everybody down here at least one day or a couple. And so we've gotten some good work in. We'll finish that up these next week or two. And then we'll get to Kansas City. And I'm excited to get back and get back into the swing of things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.